Clausen here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have a very special guest, Mr. Stephen Rick from Keenan Mutual Group. Stephen, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Michael?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. Looks like spring has sprung in your neck of the woods. So congratulations on that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful 72 degree day and sunny here in Madison, Wisconsin.
That is awesome. And today, speaking of days, a beautiful day, kind of doing a 2021 discovery session preview of your session, the U.S. economic outlook and its impact on credit unions. And you have been a busy soul the last 12 months. And things continued looking that way. So can you give us just a quick, we don't want to steal all your thunder here, but just give us a quick summary on what you'll be talking about here in this session.
Well, basically, we'll be looking at how the economy is going to be doing extremely well this year in 2021. We're forecasting about a 6% growth in GDP or gross domestic product. Wow. Or the total amount of all goods and services that we produce here in the United States. And the last time the U.S. economy saw 6% growth was back in 1984.
Oh my God.
So you can think back, I was still wearing short pants back in 1984. And so that is quite a long time ago. So this is going to be a booming year. We have all that fiscal stimulus, monetary stimulus, a lot of pent up demand by consumers. And then for 2022, looking into our crystal ball a little bit farther, mm-hmm. we're forecasting another 4% growth next year. Which, normal is 2%. Mm-hmm. So if we do 6% this year, 4% next year, that is one of the fastest growing economies we've seen in a really long time.
Now, is that the result of pent up demand from the last 12 months, or is this just the evolution of our economy just going bonkers?
Or both? There's so much purchasing power, so much fun sitting on the sidelines. Yeah. Actually, I got some credit union data and I wanted to figure out how much extra, deposits the average credit union member is sitting on. So basically, at the end of 2019, the average credit union member had about $11,000 in their checking, savings, money market account at a credit union. So that was the average. Today, it's sitting around $13,200. So the average person at a credit union has $2,200 more dollars than they had, years ago. So that's just, like I said, that's just extra purchasing power sitting there ready to be spent. And if you do the math, there's about 128 million credit union members out there. Mm-hmm. So if you take 128 million times $2,200, that's close to $300 billion sitting in credit unions that, the average member really doesn't need if they're doing their daily checking account transactions and mm-hmm. things. And they could release that into the marketplace and spend it and really, and that's just credit unions. And of course, the banks have similar numbers, mm-hmm. savings and loans have similar numbers. So there's a lot of money sitting on the sidelines ready to be spent. So getting to your pent up demand question.
We can all afford to buy some lumber now. So, Oh my gosh. Oh,
lumber prices up 400% compared to last year. Now is not the good time to put a deck on the back of your house, which is unfortunately what I was hoping to do this summer because my deck needs to be replaced. Very desperately.
That's going to be an expensive deck, but well worth it, I'm sure. So some of the highlights of your session that you'll be talking about here. One of the things that you talked about or we'll be talking about, as the COVID-19 pandemic runs its course 2021, the economic impacts will be longer lasting. Can you expand on that? Is it kind of what we just kind of touched on this one?
Yeah, basically one of the longest lasting impacts will be these low interest rates.
Oh yeah.
They have come up about, from this time, last year, the 10-year treasury was kind of bouncing around 0.5% last year. Now it's a little over 1.5%. So it has gone up one percentage point, but it's still incredibly low. Yeah. We still believe the Federal Reserve is going to keep the short-term interest rates, the Fed funds interest rate, right around zero for the mm-hmm. next, at least through 2022. And both of those are going to have, a significant impact on credit unions, their yield on assets. You know, what interest rate are they earning on their loans? Yep. And what interest are they earning on their investments? And that'll probably hit a record low this year. We're forecasting it dropped to about 3.2%, meaning, you know, if you have $100 in assets, you know, a credit union, they're only earning $3.20. That's down from $4 they were earning just in 2019. So that's a 20% drop in their interest revenue, which as you know, is the main way credit unions, main source of revenue at credit, like 75% of the revenue comes from interest. You know, right. That's what they are. They're money traders. They buy and sell money. And what they're selling money for at roughly 3.2% is the lowest in credit union history. Now, credit union's been around for over 100 years. We've never seen it this low.
Gosh, which means credit unions gonna have to get really creative in other revenue streams, right?
Yes, exactly.
Oh my goodness. So, hey, let's talk about economic recovery because you touched on that in our at the top of the show here. So, can you share some possible paths of economic recovery? Maybe one or two, or whatever's top of mind right now, just based on what's happening right now.
Yeah. No, so, if we do have this one path that I just mentioned, that kind of the most likely path, that 6% growth. Yeah. The big concern right now is an overheating economy. You know, the biggest debate topic amongst economists is, are we going to see inflation? And we just mentioned about like wood prices up 400%. Yeah. Now, how much inflation is going to come? And you know, are we going to go back to the 1970s when we used to have, you know, 12, 13% inflation? We don't think that's happening, but the debate rages on. But, you know, we are seeing the latest numbers out. We saw inflation about 4.3% year over year in the consumer price index. That's a, you know, the Federal Reserve has a target of around 2%. So we're already seeing inflation creep in. But economists, you know, you hear this phrase or the term transitory, that we're only going to see transitory inflation or temporary inflation. And that's where you kind of see a jump in the price level. You know, gas prices go up and wood prices go up, steel prices, copper prices. But then they just kind of stay at a new high level and don't continue to rise.
Okay.
And after a while, you know, the market does respond. You know, these higher prices for wood will send a signal to, say, lumber yards and timber companies, hey, go cut down more trees and turn them into boards. And that will bring prices back down.
Right.
So that's the beautiful thing about the free market is that businesses do respond to that price signal and increase supply.
Well, and which has a ripple effect into other businesses like real estate. I mean, you know, home buying, mortgage lending, that type of stuff. There's this the whole ripple effect. One thing can just throw everything else into a kind of a tailspin. So, but sounds like that may kind of work itself out as well, right?
Yes. Yes, it will.
Good deal.
So we'll reach a new equilibrium. It's basically we're at a, what how economists would say, we're at a disequilibrium right now where demand is greater than supply. But markets do work out and supply will respond and increase and demand will drop a little bit and we'll reach a new equilibrium at a higher price level, but we won't see continuously rising prices.
Okay. So it's kind of like we have to catch up.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. You know, we have some, you know, bottleneck problems in the supply chains and they will get worked out.
Okay. Good deal. Hey, let's turn it to credit unions here. What impact will it have on credit union balance sheets and income statements for the next 2 years? You can touch on that real quick.
Yeah, the biggest thing is for this year, we're only forecasting about 5% loan growth, which is considered weak. The long run average is around 7%. So that's kind of your benchmark. So if we only do 5% this year, it's going to be a little bit of a weak year. And you may ask, you know, why that is. Well, you know, a lot of those stimulus checks that were mailed out in March, you know, we got those $1,400 stimulus checks. A lot of Americans are using that to pay down their debt.
Oh, yeah.
So they're paying off their credit card balances, paying off their automobile loans. And that's going to be a headwind for credit unions to push against when they're trying to get their loan portfolios growing.
Yeah.
On the deposit side of the balance sheet, we're forecasting a 15% growth.
Really?
Due to you know, those $1,400 stimulus checks is really going to inflate that number.
Yeah.
But, you know, you still have some hesitancy. You know, people are not spending like normal. They're still not going out to restaurants and movie theaters and sporting events like they did, say, in 2019. Mm-hmm. So they're still piling up more of that savings I mentioned earlier, that extra $2,200. You know, that money's still piling up because they're still not traveling. And, you know, you hear the news about herd immunity, mm-hmm. that it may be pushed back because of, you know, vaccine hesitancy. I was just watching the news about 10 minutes ago, and they say we're up to about 50% of Americans have been vaccinated. But, you know, herd immunity, they say, is around 75-80%. So, okay. And it's going to slow down. You're not going to get to that number very quickly. It may take a while.
Which has an effect on the economy, obviously. So, So all this stuff affects each other. Oh, my gosh. Well, this is great stuff, Stephen. Thank you so much. Again, this is just scratching the surface of your presentation at Discovery 2021 here, coming up here pretty soon. So look forward to all the details and what you're going to provide us. But we always appreciate your time. And fantastic stuff. So thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael. Have a great day.
Anytime. Enjoy your good weather, sir. Well done.
Thank you.